91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is approving Kinder Morgan's proposal to triple the capacity of its Trans Mountain pipeline from Alberta to Burnaby, BC. But he's also effectively killing the proposed Northern Gateway pipeline across northern British Columbia. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the Trans Mountain decision is good for both her province and for the rest of the country.
Without looking at one particular line or one particular company, what we said was we need to get our product to Tidewater so that we can get to new markets. And that's what's happened in today's announcement.
The Prime Minister also gave the green light for Enbridge's lesser-known $7.5 billion Line 3 pipeline expansion from Alberta to Wisconsin. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is making a move and aimed at answering concerns for potential business conflicts. Ben Thomas has more.
President-elect Donald Trump says he is leaving his business empire behind. In a series of pre-dawn tweets, Trump says legal documents are being crafted which will take him completely out of business operations. He says he's doing this in order to fully focus on running the country. The president-elect has been under pressure to avoid potential conflicts of interest between governing and profiting in the private sector, but Trump insists he is not mandated to do this under the law. He says, however, it's visually important as president to in no way have a conflict of interest. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Same-sex couples in Ontario and others who use assisted reproduction to conceive no longer have to adopt their own children. The All Families Are Equal Act ensures that couples who use sperm donors or a surrogate are now legally recognized as parents. It passed the Ontario legislature unanimously yesterday, though nearly half of the Progressive Conservative caucus was absent for the vote. Progressive Conservative Sam Osterhoff made history when he was sworn in yesterday as the youngest member of the Ontario legislature at age 18. Osterhoff delayed his swearing in until after the vote on parental rights for same-sex couples, but defended his decision to criticize the legislature from outside of it.
I would have preferred if it hadn't removed mother and father from large sections of law. That concerns me. But, you know, today that was yesterday, and today I'm focused on getting sworn in and enjoying this moment with my family and friends and getting to work.
The teenage MPP represents the riding of Niagara-West-Glanbrook, which had been held by previous PC leader Tim Hudak for longer than Osterhoff has been alive. Monday's City Council meeting in Belleville was good news for the local YMCA. City Council gave its support to the Y to move ahead on plans to build a new building to replace the old three-story facility at 433 Victoria Avenue. President and CEO of the local Y branch, David Allen, says he estimates the total cost would be around $15 to $17 million. He says the new facility will pay for itself, though, in the long term.
We would build a facility that's going to last 50 years. Another 50 years. We would build it with the understanding of today's environment or today's populations. What are the, you know, accessibility is obviously a key one.
There's no word yet from the Y where the new building will be located. Ever have trouble spotting a police vehicle? Belleville Police have a plan to improve their presence. QNET's Justin Medvedev has the story.
Belleville Police are going ahead with plans to rebrand their service vehicles after a public consultation meeting last night. The new design has a black body with red and blue stripes on the side. Undercover vehicles will also be outfitted with better reflective tape. Deputy Chief Ron Janak says the change aims to increase the visibility and safety of officers, citing experience from a previous job in Deep River.
The predominant color on the roadway now is white, silver, subdued tones. The police cars were blending in to everybody.
Inspector Mike Callahan says that the rebrand will be cost effective.
So one of the important things we have to remember about this change is this change is only when we purchase new vehicles. We won't be changing the entire fleet. So there will be no cost or additional cost. It'll be a transition.
Belleville Police vehicles will be replaced at a rate of 3 or 4 a year until all 12 have the new branding. Justin Medvey, QNET News, Belleville.
An investigation is now underway into what caused a plane crash in Colombia. The plane was carrying a Brazilian soccer team. Reporter Devin Carley says the answers may be in recently discovered black boxes.
The Colombian authorities have both of the black boxes. They look to be in good condition. The question, though, is that the crew reported an electrical problem. So did those boxes continue to record? Will they have the information that will solve this mystery as to why this plane crashed near the Medellin Colombian airport?
The crash of the chartered aircraft into the Andes Mountains claimed 71 lives. The people of Havana now have a final chance to say goodbye to Fidel Castro, the leader of the revolution who has shaped their lives for better or worse. Castro's funeral procession is winding through the streets of the capital city of Cuba today. Jim Ryan has more.
Before the sun was up, Leonette Melanes had staked out a spot to watch the cortege pass by. It's the least we can do, she says. Despite his death, she says Castro remains an example to follow. With memorial ceremonies beginning to wind down, Cubans look with some uncertainty to new leadership in their own country and in the United States. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Havana.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Honey, I'm going to Mark's No Frills.
Why? You basically live there.
I basically live there because I rely on President's Choice Insider products year-round. And with the upcoming holiday season, I need something that everyone can be satisfied with. All your seasonal needs are at Mark's No Frills right now at the best prices. So it's time to stock up. Check your flyer for weekly specials, but you better get going because I'm already here and you'll want everyone to enjoy your holiday too.
Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Mark's No Frills. Our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. Both the men's and women's basketball teams of Loyalists are on the road today to play against the George Brown Huskies. The Lancers men's team are up against a tough challenge, as George Brown is second in the division, having only lost one game so far this season. For the women's team, for both women's teams, it's a battle for the basement of the division, as both Loyalists and George Brown only have one win on the season. The women's game goes at 6 tonight, and the men play at 8. The Trenton Golden Hawks' next game is on Friday when they take on the Markham Royals. Trenton has been almost unbeatable for this entire season. They have 24 wins and only 4 losses so far this year. Edmonton Oilers goalie Cam Talbot was pulled from the game after just giving up 4 goals on 14 shots against the Toronto Maple Leafs last night as the Oilers lost 4-2. However, forward Jordan Eberle says that it is the rest of the team who should be on the hot seat.
You know, obviously the mistakes ended up our net. They were big mistakes. We left Talbs out to drive there. And like I said, we had a chance to make it 3-2 in the power play, 5-3, and we don't capitalize and they go down and make 4-1. That's a big turning point.
The Vancouver Canucks beat the Minnesota Wild 5-4 last night in a crazy third period that saw the teams combine for 5 goals. Sven Berchi scored the winner with just over 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in regulation for Vancouver, which trailed 2-0 early before blowing a 4-2 lead. Brendan Sutter had a goal and an assist for the Canucks, who picked up consecutive victories for the first time since winning 4 games to start the year.
You know, we're playing good hockey right now, and we had a good road trip, and come home and get that win, and kind of a back-and-forth game is huge, so just trying to keep it going.
There are only 3 games in the NHL tonight. Toronto take on the Calgary Flames in an all-Canadian matchup at 8:30, and the only other games on the schedule tonight are the Pittsburgh Penguins playing the New York Islanders and the San Jose Sharks facing off against the LA Kings. DeMar DeRozan and the Toronto Raptors hope to extend their win streak to 4 tonight as they host the Memphis Grizzlies. DeRozan is third in NBA scoring, averaging almost 30 points per game. He also has over 5 rebounds a game and over 4 assists. Which is helping Toronto stay atop the Atlantic Division standings. It's the moment Canadian soccer fans have been waiting for. TFC hosts the Montreal Impact in the second leg of Major League Soccer's Eastern Conference Final. Montreal has taken a 3-2 lead in the goal aggregate of the series. Toronto needs to win by 1 in order to advance to the MLS Final, while the Impact only need to draw. The Seattle Sounders have already advanced to the Western Conference Finals. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now, the forecast for Belleville. Today, mainly cloudy, showers beginning early this afternoon, and a high of plus 10. Tonight, showers ending before morning, and a high of plus 6. And for tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of +6. At 12:09, it's 10 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X, next at 1.